Thank you for checking out the Thang podcast brought to you by Nissan. If you could you drop us a rating or a review? We would really appreciate it. You're sitting there listening. Just take the extra 2 seconds. Okay, begging over.
From the top of Morning Thang Mountain, transmitting across Virginia and around the world, the K92 Morning Thang.
Groundbreaking news from the world of science right now.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thang has the scoopla.
Give you that week in science, because, you know, I don't know if y'all knew this, but when it's the weekend,
yes,
we all just kick back, chill, and relax.
Yep.
Science never sleeps. That's when they do their biggest work. Because they're nerds and they're not invited to our parties. That's why. So they have nothing better to do than to go into the lab. Yeah. So if you're starting off your Monday and you're a little bit dusty and you just don't want to get it going.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You hit that snooze. Maybe you hit that, snooze two times.
That's dangerous.
Ooh, I don't snooze.
I don't snooze either.
Mm-mm.
Never. No, what's the point of setting an alarm if I'm going to set 10 more?
Right.
That defeats the purpose.
And that's not going to make you feel any better. That's
You're not.
It's not a 10-minute restful restorative sleep. It's 10 minutes of torture. It's really all it is. And it goes by in a second. I want to sleep to the last possible second, and then I want to spring up like my mattress is full of cockroaches and get away from the bed as fast as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't snooze either, Monica, do you?
Well, I'm that person that will set.
Monica snoozes.
I set alarms, like 5 different alarms. Yeah.
Like, when we were in Chicago, Monica set an alarm for her nap. And, like, we were all, like, there was, like, 5 of us just passed out in a room.
Uh-huh.
And the alarm kept going off. And everybody woke up except for the person who set the alarm.
That's always the way it works.
We're like, whose phone? Where is it? And not only that, we couldn't get to the alarm. We couldn't get to the phone because the phone was underneath her.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
She was, like, you know, I guess texting or whatever.
And then fell asleep.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Like,
I'm that person.
We have to roll her over. Somebody.
Does anyone love you? I just don't know how. And it's not because you're bad. It's just you make it so hard. It messes up your entire day if you stay in bed for 14 minutes after your alarm.
Wow.
It does?
Yep.
Entire
all right.
Day. Differ.
So get your butts up.
Yeah.
You set the alarm for if you want to sleep in for 14 more minutes, move your alarm 14 minutes back. If you have that time to do it, then just do it.
Yep.
No.
And science says, I get 14 minutes, it will throw off your entire day and you essentially can never catch up. So there.
Hmm.
Hope you enjoy living behind.
I don't think that's going to change a thing.
Can you imagine how dramatic those 14 minutes must be if you are chasing them all day? 14 minutes.
I know that feeling because we are so to the minute on this existence that we live that if I'm 6 minutes behind,
mm-hmm.
I can't catch up till tomorrow. Like, I just can't. I can't make up that time because our clock runs like a game clock in sports.
Yeah.
So you don't get an extra 6 minutes at the end of the game to try to score one more touchdown. 0-0. So you're playing catch up the entire time. So that I understand. Okay? I'm here to let you know that science was working hard all weekend. And yes, you've been wondering this for so long. We may, in fact, be able to breathe out of our butts. Oh, man. Science is just good, isn't it?
All right,
need to know that.
Everybody, take that mask off as well.
That's right. Or maybe your underwear was serving as an additional mask.
That's what I'm saying, yes.
No, keep that mask on, please. That's right. What a day to be alive, everyone. Close your mouths, plug up your nose, and breathe out your butt, everybody. I don't know. Maybe.
So don't they have like the what was it, butt yoga?
Butt yoga.
Where you just, you know, put your butt to the sun and do some yoga.
I just want to point out that I hate you, Monica, because you say things and I have to Google them, and now my Instagram's gonna give me all kind of ads.
Because Antoine loves butt yoga.
For butt yoga.
You're gonna get a lot of ladies in your search. A lot of yoga people. So there's certain types of fish that can absorb oxygen through their intestines to stay alive in emergencies. So scientists were doing tests on mammals as well, and mm-hmm. they feel like it also does some absorption.
Okay.
Yes. So when in doubt, we can breathe out of our butts.
And that's what you found what you're looking for?
I did not find what I was looking for. I didn't find what I was looking for. I didn't find what you were talking about.
Oh.
All I found was booty yoga positions.
Oh, I'm going to have to find it and send it to you.
No, that's okay.
Which Antoine, of course, found by accident. Remember,
yes, or for research purposes.
This was maybe it was for work. I swear to God, it was for work. So rejoice. What a day to be alive.
Don't be slow. Speed counts. Time to train your brain with the K92 Morning Thangs. Think fast.
This is the only game we play that burns calories.
Yes.
It sure does.
Yes.
Like that.
It stresses me out.
It does. Like your whole body gets just tight and you start sweating a little bit during the game because it's all about quick reaction time. Yes. And it's just, I mean, 1 second makes all the difference in the world. A nanosecond.
I was going to say that. It's less than the second. Yeah. Monica's quick.
She is.
Let's see if I'm on it, though, on top of it this morning.
She's ready to
but
roll.
But you're just, you are better at blurting out answers than I am.
Best blurter I know.
Yes.
Last week. Best blurter I know.
Okay. If I take that as a compliment.
If
that's
you need someone to blurt something out.
A blurter.
She'd blurter, baby.
Take her to an auction with you.
So it is just, I give you a category, and then I give you a letter, and you just shout out whatever comes to mind, and the first person to deliver me an acceptable answer will get the point. So it's best of five. Here's your example for everybody. So we'll try one out. Here, let's get ready for it. See, even the music's just...
Ooh. Gotta focus.
Give me a cereal that starts with the letter C!
Corn chips!
Corn chips is not a cereal. What'd
I said Chex.
Chex is a cereal. There it is. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Corn flakes would be a
That's
cereal.
That's where I was going. Mm-hmm. That's where I was going. I just took the longer route to get there.
Unless, of course, you wicked wasted like 3 o'clock in the morning and you pour milk on some corn chips. I suppose you could try to make it a cereal, but no, we're going to go with Chex on that.
Yeah.
So, Monica, that would have been a point for you.
Okay.
Now let's start.
All right, here we go.
The real game. Think fast. Feel free to shout in your car as well to see if you can defeat both of these people. Name something kids hate about school. Children, get ready. There's so many of them flying through your head right now. Shout them out from the back row if you want. Something kids hate about school that starts with a letter. G!
Going home.
Going. I would accept going.
But her full answer was going home. I was like, to point it out.
True. I mean, I'm sure there's
geography.
Some kid that hates going home. Going is all I needed to hear. Going is the correct and definitive answer. Going, that is a point for Monica Brooks here in the game.
I didn't get anything out.
No, you got nothing. You just sat there.
I froze.
You were spectating.
I froze.
That is a point for Monica. As we move on now to round two. Best of five, think fast. What is a sauce that you would use for dipping?
Oh boy.
That starts with the letter P.
Pepperoni. Peppermint.
What? Pimento sauce.
Pimentos? No. No.
Okay, peach sauce. Peach cobbler sauce.
Peanut sauce, peach sauce.
I said peanut sauce.
Peach cobbler sauce.
There's a peanut sauce.
I'm going to go with the peanut sauce again.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like an Asian peanut sauce.
Yep. You find me a peach cobbler sauce.
Peach cobbler
somewhere.
Sauce.
Let's see. Let's look
Are
it
you
up
Googling
right now.
Peach cobbler trying. Sauce?
Peach cobbler sauce recipe right here.
Okay.
Just say it.
Antoine, if you don't get this, you die. It's that simple.
I already
in the
feel
game.
Like it.
Now is the time. What's a hobby? It starts with the letter L.
Lemoning. You know, grabbing lemons.
I said laying around.
Lemoning.
Uh-huh. Lying.
Where are you storing
Lying
those lemons?
Is a hobby
laying
for
around
some.
Is Antoine's point. Thank you very much. Babe, we're going lemoning.
Lemoning.
I feel like that is not a lemon party I want to go to.
No. Lots of lemons everywhere.
Fresh. I feel like the lemons are traveling on journeys I don't want them to. Also, who wants to go lemoning? Pass. All right, Antoine, here we go. Next round.
All right.
Tell me something old people do.
Nothing.
That starts with a letter. B.
They bat their eyes.
They bat their eyes. I have to take it. They bat their eyes.
I was just like, I would like to point out the word that I was about to say is not what I could have said on the radio.
Mm.
It rhymes with twitching. Ah!
I would have accepted
that.
That would have been fine because they love doing that.
Yes.
Oh, they're big fans. They're big fans of twitching all up and down.
I was trying to think of another word. I couldn't get rid of that one.
Being nasty.
Yes.
Go with that. Monica Brooks.
Good job, Monica.
Thank you.
Sometimes it make you break out in a cold sweat. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ah! Hot seat. Eww! Hot seat.
Start off the week with some confrontation. Some what ifs, some hypotheticals, put people in uncomfortable situations. That's what we do on the hot seat. You can always text in to 52353 if you want to ask random questions too. I'm okay with that. Like future hot seat questions. If
ask anything.
You're nosy, you want to know how Monica or I would react or Antoine in a particular scenario.
That's how I ended up losing some of my best friends because somebody texted in and said, would Antoine choose his best friends or sports?
Right.
And I was like, well, I'll take sports.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take them.
Shout out.
Upgrade some other friends.
Hey, besties. Yep.
Shout out to Antoine's former best friend, Greg, who's now, he's officially, we acquired him as friend of the show. So.
Yeah, I was about to say, he's on the market if anybody wants to bid on him.
God, you say it like he's on the clearance rack.
The dollar bid.
Hurtful. Poor Greg. So we ask all random questions. I'm going to give Monica the floor to start,
okay,
see what we got going on.
Question for Zach. You open up your garage door. And you see $10 million or the key to living forever. Which one are you taking?
Ooh. So I could have $10 million.
Uh-huh. Right now.
Or I can live forever.
Live forever.
Nobody else does.
Right.
Let me ask this question about living forever.
Uh-huh.
And you're 70.
And I stay 70?
Uh-huh,
okay, because I was going to ask medically, like, am I 300 years old and it shows? Like, am I a racist?
He's 70.
So he's automatically 70 uh-huh. years
70,
old if he picks
lives,
that.
Mm-hmm.
So not only, but you get to live forever, but you age 30
immediately.
Years.
Immediately.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
immediately.
But then never again.
Never again.
70?
Uh-huh. You're retired.
What about 52?
I think it's 70, Zach.
It's 70.
It's 70.
Or $10 million.
Uh-huh.
I'm really confused on why this is taking so long.
I think I'm going to go with the $10 million.
Yeah, without a doubt. I wouldn't even thought twice about it.
Yeah.
Who wants to be 70
forever.
For the rest of eternity?
Yeah, I know. And just for eternity. So everybody I know and love is going to eventually just die.
Uh-huh.
So then I'm going to be cold and alone. And who knows, really, in that setup right there, not only do I have to live forever, I feel like I have to work here forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I don't have enough money to quit at any time.
And so, you're never going to die off, so you're stuck.
Oh,
yeah. So I'm stuck working.
Count on you.
God, can you imagine when I'm 400 and I'm still working? How just, like, I mean, y'all will be dead, but I'll come to your grave and still complain.
Oh, man.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh,
no.
Yeah.
$10 million easily.
$10 million. Good.
Okay.
I'm done. Thank you.
Right.
I appreciate it. Hot seat rolling on. Fight. Oh, it's fight time here in the hot seat. Get fired up a little bit. I put this on our, what is it? The Facebook. I put it on Facebook also. So if you want to talk about this, you can. They have all sorts of different, like, goofy, cartoony mascots. And who do you think you could beat in a fight?
Okay.
So if you're fighting. And there's a scale. It goes from could definitely kick their butts to all the way to would have your butt kicked. Because on the kick your butt side, I mean, I feel confident that everybody in this room can easily beat the Gerber baby.
Yes.
Or the
but
Pillsbury
you
Doughboy.
I feel bad about that. The
yeah.
baby.
Yeah, but you know what? If he's coming,
if it's in a fight, a fight's a fight. I'm going to kick him across the street.
Okay.
Right. A fight's a fight.
Because otherwise, I mean, you're going to get beat up by a baby.
Exactly. Yeah.
And no one wants that.
But that's like the baby. I mean, I could take Little Debbie. Come on, Little Debbie. What you got?
You know what?
Debbie?
I'm not too far from there.
All right.
I'm not too far from there. You beat up Little Debbie. I'd mess up Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Get
him. I'll take all three of them.
Yep.
All
snap,
three of them.
Crackle. I hear the punches.
There you go.
I hear it.
So what about, because there's a bunch of different ones on this list. Do you think you guys could take down Cap'n Crunch?
That hat.
Wait, does he have a pig leg?
No, he does not.
He doesn't.
Oh, yeah, I tear him up there. I pull that hat right over his eyes.
Yeah.
Wah, 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 wah.
See the rest of that head. Knock it off.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm
he's
good there.
He's
short.
He fights pirates and stuff, though. Is he a pirate?
Look at him.
He's just a captain. He is
he's
short,
He's just a
though.
Captain. He's like a cruise ship.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's Carnival Cruise. He's like Carnival Cruise.
Just disrespect.
They might worry
this.
About him.
What about the king?
The king?
Burger King.
Nah.
No, he has something in his back pocket.
He got this one.
He got a Glock.
I ain't even try. That man 8 feet tall.
I don't
anybody
trust
mess
the
with the king.
Pops up in your beard and what? And what?
Nah.
I don't mess with the king.
He'll actually, I think he might bite off one of your fingers and spit it out.
Yeah.
That's how
yeah.
he starts the fight.
Those little fingers, those little chicken fingers.
He
watch
got it.
Out.
He got
you
it. Those nuggets, 10 for a dollar.
There's a reason why there's 10 for a dollar.
Exactly.
Because it's your fingers.
Yeah, a lot of head.
You got it.
Like that.
And a Glock, according to Monica.
And he was going to pull out a piece.
He would.
I like that. What about Chester Cheetah, the Cheetos guy?
He's so fast. It's kind of weird.
He'd win. I wouldn't want to touch him. He'd win. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you not want to touch him?
Like, I just think about Cheetos and even though he's not covered in it, but I'm feeling like he may be dusty. Like, I don't want all that. I'm like, you got it. You got it, Chester. You got it.
What about this one?
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
No.
He's on steroids. He's on some kind of drugs. He needs a DARE program.
Or something.
Like, he needs a DARE program. He needs to go back to school.
So you believe the Kool-Aid man is on PCP?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's running through stuff. I don't like that.
I like your
Kool-Aid
man.
Is that what you do on PCP? You run through stuff?
I've seen the news articles in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
So, no thank you.
All right.
No thank you.
Fair enough, but never mess with the king.
No, never mess with the king.
We're dead.
You guys are dead.
You're dead.
I'm sorry
Happy
to hear
Monday.
It. Yeah, I'm sorry to see it. You guys have passed on. But here's the thing. Once you die, Zach and Monica, you are awakened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're not back alive. You are awakened.
Mm-hmm.
And there are three buttons in front of you. And underneath each button is a word.
Okay.
Which button do you hit? The first button says spectate.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Like spectator. Spectate. The next button says restart.
All right.
It just says restart. And then the last button says next level.
Ooh.
So, which button do you hit? That's all the information that you get that you're gonna get.
That's it.
That's it. So, do you hit the spectate, the restart, or the next level? And then, what are your thoughts on what that button would give you?
Okay.
So, my thought would be, I'm guessing spectate is you get to watch the world.
Life.
Yeah. Well, not even your life. So you get like you get to watch your kids grow up and you know your husband. Remarry. I have no idea.
Oh, that's so sad.
Hey, you're like, dead, all right?
And you are too.
Oh, yeah. watch, they'll get married to each other.
We're here together.
Hey,
me and Monica be on the other side go, what?
But to restart?
So restart, I think, you know, you're rebooting, you're a baby again.
And I think it's without memories, too.
Without memories.
Yeah, I think you're just restarting like you're being, you know, reincarnated.
But that next level.
What is that?
What is that next level? What's after?
Right.
Could be hell.
Mm.
Ooh.
Literally and figuratively. Yeah.
Could be going back down and having to do some other job.
Yeah.
Somebody else's life, some suckier version.
But you said without memories with restart.
Yeah.
Like I don't know to buy Google stock.
Exactly.
All right,
what is it? Spectate, restart, or next level?
I'm going to write buy Google on my hand.
Give me
restart.
A tattoo before I go back.
Yeah.
I'll grow into this tattoo. It'll make sense in 18 years.
Bitcoin.
What is this? Oh, I don't want to take next level.
All right, I'm not spectating because it's
I'm
just going to sit here while the rest of y'all get to live. I'm either coming back or we're going next level.
I'm going to restart.
You're going to restart. And just so you know, you're not restarting back to 1985. You're going to restart the year that you die. So you're going to be reborn. Then that's my interpretation of it.
In the pandemic.
Yeah, so you're basically going to be, you're going to have a new family, new parents and all that.
Next level.
You're like, I don't want.
Next level. Let's take it next level. Let's see what's happening.
See what's going on Captain. The other side.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I thought you were going to make a joke there about like, you don't go back to 1985 was going to be sort of like Avengers Steve Rogers joke of Monica, you go back to the year you were born, 1917. You go all the way back.
Let's
there.
Take it back.
Superhero.
All right, okay. So she's next level. And Zach, what are you doing?
So I'm just reborn right now. Like I'm a baby and it's
like
right
if you
now.
Died right now, you wake up, you hit that button, you're in Lewis Gale.
Oh.
Level up, baby. I'm coming with you.
Oh, you guys are so brave. I could not.
We're going.
What are you doing?
I think I would treat it like Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend, and I would hit spectate, and I would just sit up with my feet in the chair and just watch
life.
Watch life.
Watch everybody else
I would
live.
Just watch everybody else
ugh,
live.
That's no good.
Oh. Next level scares
sad.
Me. Next level, you might be
in
space.
I kind of like the thrill of just, you know, just a little bit. Yeah. So I guess I would just
I'm going
go
next level.
That's, well, yeah.
Because even if it's a bad place, I just feel like it's this with a few more meetings. Like, it's probably not that big a deal.
It's fine. The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
What is this guy claiming we're supposed to eat raw chicken?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Now, of course, people, they like to, everyone's on a diet. You know, are heading to the gym, and they have their own, like, you know, secret to losing weight and all that stuff. Well,
yes.
This dude... He says that in order to lose weight, you know, of course, yes, you go to the gym.
Sure.
But he's on a diet where he eats raw chicken, and he said it works. And also
because
included,
you throw up excessively? Is that what we have here?
Yeah. I mean, well, no, he said it works for his diet and it tastes fine. And he says also included in the diet, butter, milk, bacon, and old steak.
Old steak.
Old steak.
Like, yeah. What's the definition of old?
You shouldn't eat it. It's a little, been in the fridge a little too long. You cook it and it just set
He's eating raw chicken, Antoine. All right. It might as well be a roadkill. That's just laying
course,
on the side of the road.
Of course, don't do it. You have to
He's not really doing this.
Well, he posted videos of himself eating raw chicken.
He posted what we think are videos of him eating raw chicken.
I know, but
okay?
he's
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Or maybe he ate raw chicken for this video. Yes, and again, you will lose weight. I lost 10 pounds the last time I had the flu. Because I couldn't eat. I lost 5 pounds the last time I had the stomach bug because I threw
that.
Up a lot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, yes, you can throw up and lose weight.
Yeah, so don't follow this.
Not
this
advised
dude.
On
no.
any level. Ugh, chicken.
Yeah. Boiled chicken.
Chicken's just the worst.
No,
it's
chicken
fine.
Can be good.
It
can
it
be,
is.
It can be
I
delicious.
Know.
Chicken's a lot of work, though.
Sometimes.
It's a lot. Yeah, like if you're trying to fry it and all that and get all that
I
popping
don't like
out
the raw chicken juice. That's the only thing that gets me. That one time I threw some raw chicken away. And the package was open, and I threw it in the trash, and that juice popped up.
There's so much right. juice
and,
in the bottom.
And, yeah, and it hit me in the face, and I was devastated. I was like, oh, gosh, instant salmonella.
Yeah, that's what happens. You get instant salmonella. But see, Monica, you're not branding it right. That's not raw chicken juice. That's a protein shake.
That's right.
What you're talking about.
Let me get it right.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Massive success. Antoine's a big fan.
I love them.
You never had a Flamin' Hot Cheeto?
Mm-mm.
You've never had one? Or you've never heard of it?
I've heard of them, but I've never had them.
They're good.
Now, remember, Monica got knocked down by a Wendy's spicy
Hold on.
Nugget.
Oh, that's
those
true.
Those nuggets were like the original OG spice nuggets or something they gave us.
Mild.
They were, that hit me hard.
You, and then I think we gave the rest of that package to a kindergarten, and they were fine. Monica's, oh, that was so spicy. I don't know what's going on. Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Massively popular.
Yes.
And are you familiar with the story of Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
I am not.
No.
So the story is that this dude, Richard Montañez, was a janitor for the Flamin' Hot Cheeto people, whatever, Frito-Lay. And it was his idea. And he rose through the ranks. So he went from janitor to, you know, executive.
Mm-hmm.
And he does speaking engagements on this. There's a movie directed by Eva Longoria that's coming out.
Huh.
Book deal, all this stuff. Yeah, lies.
Lies. Lies.
Hmm. It was not him that came up with the idea of Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Who was it?
Some other lady. I don't know.
Who's the lady? We need details.
See,
on the lady.
That's the thing with everything that's out and about, like whatever you love, whoever you're giving credit, whoever's getting the credit for it, chances are they stole that idea.
Yeah.
They stole it and another person died.
Never meet your heroes.
No. Man. They'll always let you down.
That's so sad.
They'll always let you down.
Now, all right. Let me be clear. He does have a really great story. He did go from janitor at Frito-Lay to a marketing executive.
Yeah, which is amazing. That's great. That's a great story.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, he did his thing, and he's a good dude. But the Frito-Lay people themselves say that it's kind of become an urban legend that it's just sort of grown out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like...
But he allowed that.
Well, yeah, I mean, wouldn't you?
Mm.
I would. I would.
Seriously, people like attribute the if I copy someone else's joke and they're like, that was funny. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, sure it was. Thank you for laughing. I'm going over here now.
You're right. I'm going to go this way. What are you talking about? Yeah, they say the facts don't support the urban legend.
Uh-huh.
And they say, you know, we celebrate Richard and everything he's done. Eva Longoria, they say the movie's still happening.
Okay.
Like, about what?
Well,
I'm going to watch.
I will.
It's going to be on Binge Watch Weekend.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos guy.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on there. Then we could eat some Flamin' Hot Cheetos while we watch it.
We could just eat those and move on. And be
but done. We have to know the history.
Oh, Monica, I tried your diet, by the way, over the weekend.
My diet.
Yes, Monica's innovative diet plan about how to lose weight is to eat a food at the same time that a child is eating
yes,
that food.
Yes, you did that? And
yes, my son and I had guy's night on Friday night, and he loves microwave popcorn, man. He, if he could live off that, he would. And I know this because as we sat there with that bowl of microwave popcorn, and I looked over, and I saw his hands and his fingers and the munching and just this. He was eating it so fast, like he didn't want me to have any of it. It was like a disgusting, drooling wolf eating the entire bowl. And he was like...
Such an image in my head now.
Yes, and mine too, Antoine. and I stopped eating popcorn.
There you go.
Yes.
Save yourself some calories.
I did. So thank you, Monica.
You're welcome.
Your diet hack worked. Your diet hack worked, and I never want popcorn again.
The K92 Morning Thangs $1,000 Pop Quiz.
Here's what's amazing, by the way. So it's $1,000 on the line.
Yes.
And that's a big deal for our friend. Is it Courtney?
It is Courtney from Salem.
Our friend Courtney in Salem. Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
Hi. And that is a big deal.
It is.
$1,000. Right, Courtney?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Antoine and I couldn't be more fired up over the fact that we're about to bet $1 on this.
We're about to bet $1 on Courtney.
Uh-huh. Courtney's had to play for a grand, and I am taking $1 so seriously right now. So, Courtney, the way this is going to work is we have 10 pop culture and general knowledge questions. And if you get all 10 of them right, you win $1,000. Meanwhile, Antoine and I are going to try to guess how many you get right.
Yes.
And we're betting a dollar.
She's like, okay. Yeah,
exactly. We're betting on your life. That's fine. So did you go get your 3 free answers from Bauer Heating and Air Conditioning, Courtney?
I did.
Okay. She's good to go.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Courtney in Salem. So I'm going to set the line, and Antoine has to guess if it's going to be over or under my number. I think today, looking at the questions, listening to Courtney, I think she's kind of, I'm going 5.5.
Oh, I hate you. I hate you. That's not the number I wanted. Courtney, love you. Mean it. I'm going to under.
Oh, you're picking the under.
I'm going under.
Oh.
I got Courtney right at 5.
I like Courtney.
I got her
energy,
right at 5.
And I think she's going to rock it.
Okay. All right.
Yep. So I'm going over.
Okay.
She's going to win it all.
Monica's taking the over.
All right.
She's going to win all that money. Okay, Courtney, so you have 60 seconds, $10 for every single one that you get right. Get them all right, and you get $1,000. And Antoine loses a dollar.
Yes.
You can pass it any time. We'll come back if there's time. Courtney, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do this. Good luck. And the 60 seconds will start when I finish reading the first question. So here we go. Question number 1 in the pop quiz. Bruce Wayne is the alter ego of what superhero?
Batman.
Yes.
Reels is a feature available on what social media platform?
Instagram.
Yes.
Who plays Neo in the Matrix movies?
Keanu Reeves.
Yes.
How many kids does Khloe Kardashian have?
2.
No.
Nope. True or false, Borat is a character played by Sacha Baron Cohen.
True. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Who is the star of the new movie Wrath of Man?
I have no idea.
Who played Killmonger in the Black Panther movie?
Michael B. Jordan. Yep.
Yes.
What is the birthstone for the month of May?
Pass.
What character does Samuel L. Jackson play in the Star Wars movies?
Oh, my God, pass.
What is Reese Witherspoon's real first name? Because it ain't Reese.
Pass.
Okay, let's go back to who's in Wrath of Man, star of Wrath of Man.
Pass.
Or the birthstone for May. Take a guess.
Any birthstone.
Ruby?
No.
No.
Ruby?
Samuel L. Jackson, what character?
Pass.
She only got 5.
She got 5.
She got my prediction.
Congratulations, Antoine. You hit the under. We're also proud of you.
$50.
But, Courtney, you got $50 on this Monday morning.
You did. So
that's awesome right there.
That's better than nothing.
Exactly. All right, let me run them down for you so you know. Khloe Kardashian only has 1 kid. She got a 1, and that's it. Yeah. Wrath of Man is the new Jason Statham movie that just came out and is in theaters right now. We also have the birthstone of May is Emerald. Samuel L. Jackson plays Mace Windu in all of the Star Wars movies, a Jedi guy. And Reese Witherspoon's real first name is Laura.
Hmm.
Who knew?
Laura.
I didn't. Courtney knows now.
I know she does. Yeah. I had to Google that one. I had no idea.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List. Number 3.
Did you see my guy on Instagram?
Who's your guy?
Who's your
Superman.
Guy?
Superman. Henry Cavill.
Oh, okay.
I don't understand how that's your guy when you rarely say anything good about him.
No, he is a handsome man, and he's wonderful. He's a great Superman. But when he posts on Instagram, it just looks so sad. Like, he's just always in the mountain with the dog. And
By himself.
So what did he post on Instagram now?
Well, because I guess other people are feeling the same way. And he says that he wants to talk about his private life just a little bit. He says, I am very happy and in love. And he finally posted a picture with his girlfriend. So I guess to get people to just leave him alone.
Okay.
Because other folks are like, are you okay? I guess you're always
just there by yourself
just there,
all
just
sad.
Just you and the dog and some porridge. You know,
with some porridge.
It always seems like he had a bowl, like an old bowl of porridge. Like he's still in some movie set.
He is British. I feel like they all like porridge.
It's yeah. Just they don't have cabins to themselves.
So he just wanted everyone just to chill out and see that he does have an actual.
I almost feel like that was directed right to Monica and nobody else.
Uh-huh.
Antoine. Like he was just. Did he tag you?
Look. I was like, why didn't you tag me, Henry?
Duh. Just want to let you know I have a girlfriend and porridge. So
yeah, I have a life.
I'm good. HD Rono.
Number two.
There's plenty of peacocks. Martha Stewart.
Well, I didn't know where that was going. Okay. I was really confused.
Well.
Okay. She says not 16, because people are rumored to say 16. She says, I have 21.
Oh, okay.
I get it right. And they all are clean, and they don't smell. She wants you to know, because she's Martha Stewart.
I have a friend who has a peacock.
They are. Yeah. They're not soothing. They have some peacock.
Oh. That's too much.
Oh. Sounds like Monica's clarinet. Oh,
well, that's the oboe right there.
Yeah. That's a lot of peacocks to have to deal with.
Yeah, but any exotic animal you would like, you're rich like a tiger.
I want a giraffe now. I was having a conversation yesterday. I want a giraffe.
God, but like the ceiling you have to have.
It's going to be outside. It's going to be an indoor pet. My giraffe can't be an outdoor pet.
You got to bring him in the winter. He's from Africa. You can't have him hanging out outside.
We'll build a shed.
A shed.
Give him a jacket. A turtleneck.
Is that a really long?
Giraffe neck shirt.
I would like to see it. I can see that.
Though. Name him Samuel Jackson. Have a turtleneck one.
Up to the top. Yeah. Giraffes, they seem docile.
They do.
Zebras seem cool because it's like a cool looking horse.
That's really it.
Painted horse. So if you want that, we'll go with that one.
Number one.
And Bill Gates, because you know he's still out there single, ready to mingle. What's
we know
up?
You know you probably slid in those DMs.
They said he did pursue some women at work.
Mm-hmm.
And he hooked up with at least one.
Yeah.
People are starting to talk now. You know, of course, they want to talk. They're ready to say how they, you know, they had their little.
It really proves that it doesn't matter how nerdy and goofy looking you are, man. If you're rich, you got swag.
Yes,
That's all it is.
Yes, I know. I see Bill Gates. I look at him in the suit. I'm like, I see it. I see a hint of swag.
Makes me so angry.
Why?
You never saw that swag before,
Antoine. It's because he has a $1 billion bill sticking out of his pocket.
Tell me in this purple sweater, this man does not have swag.
It's like you just walked into Best Buy and just found somebody off the Geek Squad. And it's like, you know what? You are one attractive mother. Yeah.
Looks like Mr. Rogers' dorkier.
Exactly.
I mean, good lord.
He set up the Wi-Fi in Mr. Rogers' house.
I'm not hating on the man. He's awesome. But I'm not going to sit here and lie like, I've been craving me some Bill Gates juices my whole life.
He's a lot of ladies chasing after him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I guess he's hooked up several times over the last couple of decades.
Well, yeah. So
now, they did say he was never... like predatory or any at least that we know of.
You don't have to be when you have that many zeros behind your name.
I'll be over here. You need anything? Let me know. I saw there was some coworker that I think he hooked up with or whatever, and he reached out to her and said, look, I'm interested.
Yeah.
If you're not, just pretend this never happened and we'll move on. Like, it was that simple.
Yeah, yeah.
Very straightforward.
Like, if you don't like it, ghost me.
She was like, well, this email right here.
He was basically, unfriend me on Facebook if you don't like this. I mean, that's really what it was.
Okay, he was to the point.
Right.
You know?
So just shout out to Henry Cavill. You're done because this guy, Bill Gates, has moved in instead. Nobody even shrugged their shoulders. Hey, whatever.
Hey, Bill.
All right.
Oh, no.
Henry Cavill or Bill Gates right now?
What?
Your husband.
Oh, my
gosh.
Jared's gone.
He left.
Gotta pick one.
He went to
heaven.
Let's
go. Oh, my. No. No.
Like Iowa. I meant he went to Iowa. He's on a work trip.
Okay, so I'm going to go Henry Cavill.
I feel like that's an incorrect answer.
I feel like it's a lie, too.
Yeah, it's definitely Bill.
Now you're trying to play coy with Bill Gates. Like you're playing hard
to get. You're playing hard to get, yeah.
She's acting like, I'm the one person that would still say no to Bill Gates. Yeah, I see your lying
I'm
mouth.
I'm looking at the picture.
You say men have a lying mouth. I see your lying mouth right now. Liar! Gotcha! Ladies and gentlemen, it's the game that's sweeping the nation, parts of Canada.
Yes.
Text from Manitoba this morning.
Manitoba?
Yes.
Where's that at? Manitoba?
Canada.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Beyond that, Canada.
Yes. You don't know what territory?
Up.
Yes.
Far, far away. I don't know. Ask the Manitobians. They'll let you know. 52353. We're playing a little sound off. So it's me making noises this week.
Mm-hmm.
I will make noises to Antoine. I will make noises to Monica.
Okay.
And we shall see what happens from there. Monica, I'm going to go ahead and have you go first today in the game. You'll have 60 seconds, and it's 10 different sound effects, and I put them into two categories. I have in the kitchen, and sports.
All right.
So I have put each category in my hands right now. So just left hand or right hand. Let
right.
me know. Okay, you want the right hand. You will receive, opening it up now.
Sports.
There you go.
Yes, of course.
Worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
All right. Can we get two?
Let's see. She's going to kill it. Watch.
So woo! I just have to do the sound effects of the various sports,
okay.
And you have to guess the sport that I
works.
Am trying to do. So 60 seconds, and then Antoine, you will have your category
okay.
about the in the kitchen. So let's go ahead and do this. 60 mm-hmm. seconds will start, and I'm going to start making the sound effects. Are we all ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Sound off starts now. Squeak, 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 squeak.
Basketball.
Yes.
Baseball.
Yes. Bam.
Race car. Monster truck.
Bam.
Bam. Explosion. It is a demolition.
Bam.
Bowling.
Bam. Yes.
There you go.
Okay.
Tennis.
Yes.
Ping pong. Okay.
Grunk, 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 grunk.
Giddy up on a horseback. Horseback riding.
Uh-huh.
Horseback.
Boom, boom, boom.
Backing.
And a rough.
Derby. Kentucky horse. Derby.
All right.
Yeah, I would say.
Race car. NASCAR.
Mm-hmm.
ASMR. Golf.
Yes. Kaboing.
Kaboing. Swimming.
Kaboing.
It's a marathon swimmer. It's a
splash.
It's a jumper. What do you call those people?
Splash.
The pass.
No!
Diving.
Diving. Yes.
You still got eight though.
Okay.
Yeah.
You still got eight.
Okay, all right.
You love sports.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
What it it's is. Funny. She didn't know golf until you said. Oh, it's golf. I know that sound. Why didn't you do that from the beginning?
I was trying to.
The whispering of the commentators, yes.
Very quiet all the time with the golfing and everything. Okay, you got all the
other ones. Oh, that's going to be tough.
I was trying to get you to say horse racing. I mean, you were all around.
Yeah, I counted when she said Kentucky Derby.
Okay, so eight is the number to beat. Antoine, we have our work cut out
for
us here in the game. 60 seconds. These are all in the kitchen.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right. Here we go, and now.
Microwave. Blender.
Yes.
Refrigerator. Freezer. Microwave. Cutting board. Pass. Come back there.
Ka-dunk.
Toaster.
Bing. Yes. Beep, 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 boop, beep.
Microwave.
Yes. Bloop, bloop.
Water filter, water filter, water pitcher, sink, faucet, glass of water, pouring water, pouring soda. I don't know.
Glug, glug.
No, pass.
Okay. Kushum. Kushum.
Cutting board.
Kushum.
Kushum. Skip that one too. Let's go.
Clank, 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 grong.
The oven, the dishwasher.
Yes.
The oven.
Yes.
I only got six.
Oh, you only got six.
I only got six.
But some of them, I was like hung up on them. And I was like, what?
Let's go back.
Okay.
Walk me through them.
Yes.
It was like the third one, I think.
Okay. I'll go back and I will work you through all of them. Congratulations, Monica. You are
congratulations, Monica.
Okay. So this is a little harder where it was like,
yeah.
Cheese grater.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't really know what other noise to make.
I hear it now, though. I hear it now.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. You got toaster. You got Michael. Oh, this one.
What was that one?
Coffee maker.
Coffee maker. Okay. I couldn't just stop thinking about water and stuff.
I should have played every secret sound we've done because somebody
and I would have
guesses the coffee maker. And kashoom. Kashoom.
Knife.
Knife
sharpener.
Knife
sharpener.
Knife.
I got you.
All right. Congratulations.
You,
Monica.
Monica knows sports.
You are
the
winner. She's like, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody I won with sports. It's a teeny tiny change and I can't handle it. You know, they say don't sweat the small stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes those small things are very sweaty.
Yes.
And you have to sweat them.
Yeah. And they get in your way.
Throws off your whole world.
Is it really a small thing if it's constant? Like if you can't get it? Because typically a small thing is something you can ignore and it goes away. Mm-hmm. But what it sounds like, Zach, is you can't ignore this.
Thank you, Antoine. You're right. Thank you for not diminishing my problem.
No.
And recognizing that it is a big problem.
I'm here for you.
And sometimes you have those tiny things in your world. They throw you off. God, I remember when I moved to my house. This is forever ago now, but my commute went from 4 minutes to 8. I thought I was going to die.
What were you doing?
I mean, it was so long. I was so late. I just start getting up earlier.
Yeah. Like, dang it.
Yeah. And you see these tiny little things, and they make a huge difference. My wife decided that we needed to rearrange our dining room table.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all right.
And she moved it. Mm-hmm. It just rotated it. Like,
what's wrong with that?
I don't know where I sit anymore, Monica. I don't know where my seat is. Yes, nothing feels right.
Because you have a certain cushion, a certain place on the couch, and that sits in front of a certain place on that table.
Yep.
So now you have to decide, Zach, are you committed to the space on the table or the space on the couch?
Yeah, and it's just, I'm confused because the table used to go the long way in the dining room. So I knew where I sat. Dad, head of table.
Uh-huh.
I sit here. I look down to the rest of it. Now the table's sideways. So I don't know what the head of the table feels sideways.
Yeah.
And the sideways doesn't feel like the head of the table. I don't know where I belong.
Yeah, because now I guess you'd be like really just sticking out there on the end. It doesn't.
And it's not looking to the rest of the house. It's just looking out the window.
She's taking the hierarchy away from
she's
it.
She's taking the power away
from it. Yeah, that's really what she did.
Yeah, I believe this is actually, now that you pointed out.
She sent you a message?
A message. This is a message. You are in charge of nothing. You're on your way out. My suitcase might be at the door. When
well, you look out the window, it said down south.
That's what she said. Like, that's where you belong.
No.
You go out there. I don't know where to sit anymore. I'm so confused by the table. I don't know where I belong.
I totally understand. Because for me, you know, with this whole gas thing that we have going on, mm-hmm. you know, with people running out and trying to get all the gas and stuff, it's stolen my gas station away from me because my gas station is now like a popular gas station. It wasn't before. I could get in and out. My number 6 was always available.
Your number 6?
Yeah, like that's the pump that I would always go to. Because it was easy. As soon as you come off the street, you like, boom, you're right there. You slide right in, you slide out. Like number 6 was perfect.
Antoine's favorite
pump. You're the only person I know.
No, you know what? I'm not the only person that has one. I'm just the only person that notices that I have one.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has one.
Nope.
You just don't notice it. But now I'm over here just stopping at any old gas station because I can't get the pump 6.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating.
Furthermore, and I'm with you too, is there's all sorts of businesses that I love supporting, but man, I hate it when they get too popular.
Yeah.
Ugh.
How dare you have a line now all of a sudden?
How dare you succeed more at business? I wanted you on that level. I wanted you just barely breaking even. What happened?
I missed the good old days when I could say my favorite restaurant and you could be like, where is that? And I'd have to tell you where it was.
Yeah.
Now people are like, oh, I was there last night. Where are you now?
You know what? I appreciate this person's suggestion at 52353, and I'm going to start doing it. Just sit in the middle of the table like Jesus. I shall sit right there in the middle. I'm the centerpiece of all of this.
It's the K92 Morning Thangs. Yeah. Most viral.
Kind of the most fitting and karma-worthy story of the day. Antoine, you discussed the gas station and the gas hoarding.
Yes, yes.
All right, again, we have gas and...
I think we're good, right?
The pipeline's back on, so now you really can just chill out.
Mm-hmm.
But this worked out perfectly. That driver hoarded a bunch of gas, drives away. Oh, it was a stolen car, so when the police saw the license plate, it was stolen. That ended up being a high-speed chase, and the car caught on fire.
Well, so, you know, there you go.
Yeah, you get what you get.
There you go. If you wouldn't have been filling up there.
Hot new show that you can watch, too.
Next time on Gas Hoarders.
Oh, good.
Hey, man, you got a light? Oh, wait, I just remembered.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
That's next time on Gas Hoarders.
After Storage Wars.
Yes.
Always after Storage Wars. This freak you out, man. You know, you hear those stories. Your mom always told you there's lightning, so you're not allowed to, like, watch TV or take a shower, all those things.
Yeah.
And then you say, shut up, Ma. That ain't gonna happen. This woman got struck by lightning through her laptop.
What?
Yes! She was just doing some sort of online class or something.
The homeowner was inside working on teaching an online class via her laptop computer and was subsequently shocked while typing on that computer when the lightning hit. She was very minorly injured, refused any treatment at the scene, but as you can imagine, was pretty scared and shook up.
Yeah, I'm gonna freak you out,
can you imagine
man.
You're the class? You see her hair start to sizzle a little bit. You're like, whoo, you're all right, man. Miss Jones.
Miss Jones, turn your camera off, Miss Jones.
You're on mute. You're on mute right now. I can't hear you. I don't know what's going on. And she lives in Oklahoma, which if I'm stereotyping Oklahoma, yeah. I actually feel like when you get to the border, it's just a line of tornadoes and lightning.
That's it.
It's just waiting for you.
And a pioneer woman. That's it.
Pioneer woman and then a whole lot of lightning. And it's tornadoes that have lightning shooting out of them at all times. Mm-hmm. That's all it looks like there mm-hmm. and nothing else. These stories always fascinate me. It's a medical thing where this woman, Australian, has her tonsils out.
Okay.
A normal surgery.
Yeah.
And she wakes up, Irish accent.
Mm. What?
So she had the normal Australian accent. This is her.
I woke up with an Irish accent, and I've never been to Ireland before. And I went to the hospital, and they couldn't provide any answers. At this stage, I don't think it's going to get better.
She's so cute, though.
I want to go to said hospital and get my tonsils taken out.
Ooh, I know, me too.
I'm just going to play accent roulette. Whatever I come out with, I just come out with.
You know what you're going to get? It's just some, like, really hard accent.
Yeah.
Russian?
Really Russian strong accent. Eastern European. Yeah. Thus, Antoine on show.
I'll take it.
Antoine binge watch weekend. Like, it's just going to be loud. I know, because you root for British.
Yes.
Like, come on, British. And then you wake up and you get something else.
Yeah.
What's that on the boot?
She sounds cute.
She does sound cute.
I like it.
I know. And then it's like, if I'm her boyfriend, I'm like, oh, it's so cute. And it goes away. I'm like, aw.
Bring it back.
This is the coolest story of the day. He's a 6-year-old. He's a leukemia survivor. So he got to do a little something with Make-A-Wish.
Mm-hmm.
So they let him blow up a bridge.
Okay, nice.
Now, it was a bridge they were going to blow up.
I'm assuming.
Anyway.
I'm soaping.
Monica. Be like, cool, let's blow up a bridge right now. Now, it was a bridge in the Texas, you know, we have VDOT here. It's TX, or TDOT, mm-hmm. or whatever it is there. And they let him blow up the bridge. So he got to push the button and blow the thing up. Here. One. I like that.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.